Well, applications for the $130 billion federal JobKeeper package have been flooding in since they opened yesterday. Millions of Australians will begin receiving a wage subsidy within weeks, but the scheme's design is still drawing complaints. Many businesses are ineligible and others are struggling to make sense of the process around it. Gavin Coote has been asking about the JobKeeper.
For Rhonda Thompson, the coronavirus crisis is just another blow to her business that's already struggling with the effects of the drought and bushfires.
It's just a nightmare. We just get over one disaster and then another comes along.
Business at her motel in the northern New South Wales town of Inverell is down about 80% due to COVID-19 restrictions. It's just essential workers stopping in now. So with little income, three of the motel's staff have been stood down without pay. To get by, Rhonda Thompson is also working at the local meatworks and cleaning the motel rooms herself, along with her husband.
And my husband works as a mechanic away during the day, so he doesn't get in sometimes till late in the afternoons. And then we have to do it all over again when we come back to the motel.
To try to ease pressure on business owners and keep employees on the payroll, the federal government has this week opened applications for its JobKeeper scheme. From the end of this month, eligible employers will receive $1,500 a fortnight, which they pass on to each employee. And on top of applying for a local council grant and asking her state MP for help navigating the assistance available, Inverell businesswoman Rhonda Thompson has been looking into the JobKeeper scheme.
The trouble is it's confusing. The first question was, when I went back into it this morning, was that you're now eligible to actually apply. And then the second one is that you must have paid your workers the $1,500 a fortnight. So am I eligible or am I not eligible? There's no clear answer on that one.
In order to qualify for JobKeeper, businesses with a turnover of less than $1 million need to show they've lost more than 30% of their revenue as a result of the pandemic, compared with a year ago. That's left business owner Tamsin Young in no doubt she'll be left out of the scheme. She runs pop-up roller skating rinks across Melbourne and event safety services, businesses that over the last year have gone from being her side hustle to her only income.
Because of the bushfires, I lost one of my contracts in January, and so that meant that an event was cancelled and I lost about 10% of my annual income on that. So that in itself meant that to show to the government that I've lost 30% of my income year on year from March means that because I missed that gig in January, the numbers just don't add up. And it's so many artists and people have been reasonably successful at navigating their way through because their circumstances fit, and others have certainly fallen through the cracks.
For those that do slip through the cracks, the Tax Commissioner will have the discretion to use different eligibility tests in special circumstances. But lawyer Courtney Bowie thinks it's much more than a handful of exceptional cases who are locked out of the scheme. Her Sydney practice specialises in commercial and employment law and has been overwhelmed with business owners in this situation.
Even if you had the headspace to deal with it right now, which a lot of us don't, I know that a lot of people are struggling with productivity and just getting things done in the normal course, but this legislation is actually surprisingly complex, and I know they had to throw it together very quickly, so we sort of have to expect that. But a layperson would really struggle to understand all the different eligibility criteria.
Along with calls to expand the eligibility of JobKeeper, there are calls, including from Labor, to extend the scheme beyond its six-month timeframe. The federal government hasn't committed to that. In a statement to PM, the Assistant Treasurer, Michael Sukkar, says at $130 billion, the line had to be drawn somewhere, and those that don't qualify for the JobKeeper payment may be able to access the $750 JobSeeker payment. That's something businesswoman Tamsin Young feels lucky she is eligible for.
I'm going to be fine with my friends supporting me, but there's so many people who are falling through the cracks, and there's no way to find out how not to. It's pretty disheartening for a lot of people, I think.
Melbourne businesswoman Tamsin Young with our reporter Gavin Coote.